Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Project Management Podcast at pm-podcast.com. I am sitting here in the halls of the San Diego, beautiful, sunny San Diego Conference Center, Convention Center at the 2016 PMI Global Congress. And in front of me is Wanda Curley. Hello, Wanda.
Nice to see you again, Cornelius.
Welcome back on the program.
You. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah. You are speaking on situational awareness. Do you have the emotional intelligence for it? Have you already presented it?
No, I have not. I present tomorrow morning.
Have you any idea how many people have registered?
The last time we checked, there were about 60 people, so we're hoping for a little bit more. But if only 60 show up, that's fine. If one shows up, we'll do it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, good luck. You said we, and that is the moment when we also have to acknowledge your co-author and co-presenter.
Yes, that is Marie Sterling. She is actually the expert on situational awareness. She does a lot with the Canadian, I guess it's military services. I know they've combined everybody, but she does the air side. She also does something similar to the American Civil Air Patrol, where she goes out and tries to find lost hikers or planes that have gone down.
All right. So let's take a look at your paper. Since there are two authors, you mentioned you are more on the emotional intelligence side, and she's more on the situational awareness, but we're going to cover both topics. The abstract begins as follows. The paper explores the relationship of situational awareness and emotional intelligence of portfolio, program, and project leadership. How does this understanding help me as a project manager?
Okay. We all know that we need to understand what the political situation is in a company. However, situational awareness takes that one step further. It's, am I reading the data correctly? So that's the level one. Level two is, can I assess where I'm going? And level three of situational awareness is projecting. Do I know what's going to happen in the future? So as a project manager, no, we can't forecast what's going to happen in the future. But based on everything that we're seeing, the political, the environmental, what's happening on the project, can I state that I expect this to happen? But it also gives you the flexibility that if I don't state it correctly or understand what's going to happen in the future, then I have the flexibility to get back to where I needed to go and tweak for it. Now, the emotional intelligence side brings in, we did some research, Marie and I did. We put a SurveyMonkey where we had somebody go through some, we had people come in and do the surveys, and they did a situational awareness, and then right after that, they did an emotional intelligence quotient, as it's called. So what they do is we did analysis of the emotional intelligence quotient based on how they answered the various levels of situational awareness, and we found rudimentary right now, because we really don't have that many people that responded. We only have about 25. We're hoping for more. That the higher your emotional intelligence quotient, the better you are at situational awareness. So it's better for you to understand how you see people and how you understand yourself from an emotional intelligence perspective so that you can be better at situational awareness.
Allow me to take a step back, because we're talking about a marriage here between emotional intelligence and situational awareness. How did you and Marie find each other to do this? Because these things are often serendipitous.
Right. Marie and I have known each other for years. I was actually the project manager on an initiative done by PMI after the tsunami happened in the Indian Ocean, where we developed a project management methodology that could be used by anybody. They could just tear out some sheets and go and build a new home or a new infrastructure. So it was very rudimentary to help those that maybe couldn't read or didn't know how to write. So it was a lot of pictures. She actually did the training component. She then contacted me and said, hey, Wanda, are you interested in this? And she was doing the situational awareness. I said, well, we need to marry it with something. How about emotional intelligence? So that's how we came together on it.
Okay. Back to the paper. In the introduction, I found a section that very interesting to me. Allow me to read it. Project, program, portfolio managers can assist company leadership by understanding the situational awareness and the proper emotional intelligence to provide the necessary leadership. Here's my somewhat critical question in regards to the statements. often we project managers, we are not viewed as being qualified to do something like that. We are the taskmasters. We're supposed to get this project done. We're supposed to just get these assigned projects right. completed on time, on schedule, and how do we get to that point where we are being seen as somebody who can actually speak on this?
Okay. The project management area and us as project managers, it's evolving. For example, we used to just say we did nothing in the strategy area. It was only done by the program and the portfolio managers. However, that's shifting. We're finding that if you're on a project that does not meet the strategic needs of the company, then you're really doing something that doesn't have any value to the organization. And potentially, you're going to be canceled or you're going to be stopped, or you're just on a project that never gets the funding, so it goes on forever, and we all don't want to be on those type of projects. So there needs to be a marriage between the portfolio, the program, and the projects from a strategic point of view, because now when we have less resources to do the things that we need, then the leadership needs to understand that we are doing something that provides to the bottom line or enhances our technology to make us better in the marketplace. So project managers need to understand where they fit strategically. When they understand where they fit strategically, then they have to have some situational awareness about their project. Where do I fit into this? Do I meet two or three strategy objectives of the organization? Am I fulfilling one? Or am I not doing any? If you're not doing any, well, there might be a reason. There might be a regulatory requirement for it. So that might be a reason to do it. But if you're not meeting a strategic need, then you need to start questioning leadership. Hey, why am I doing this? And if they can't answer, you might say, hey, do we really want to do this? We might want to take our resources and put it onto something that makes sense for the organization. So if you have the emotional intelligence that you know which leadership to go to get people on your side and therefore understand the situational awareness in the company, then you're going to be seen as a hero because now you're taking resources that were on a dead-end project and putting them on something that is valuable and that is needed, or maybe start a project that was underneath the line of what projects we're going to do this year because now we have all these resources that can do that.
How do you, for the paper, define emotional intelligence and situational awareness?
Well, emotional intelligence is really the ability for leaders, and when I say leaders, I'm talking about project managers and portfolio managers and program managers, to understand their emotional cues, so my own, how am I reflecting onto other people within the organization, and then I am my ability to read others and what's happening. So how do I handle stress? How are the other people handling stress? What is my project team doing right now? Are the technical folks really having an issue with maybe the business side? So if I can understand those emotional cues, then I can do better. Now, situational awareness is the perception of reality. So if you think of a fighter pilot, a fighter pilot has to understand their rules of engagement and they have to understand where they are in that plane at any one time. Are there enemy people coming? Are there people on the ground that are trying to shoot at me? Are there people up in the air that are trying to shoot at me? So you constantly have to know where you are. You have to know where your allies are too. Do I have a wingman with me or am I flying by myself? So in a project environment, we have to understand, and project managers haven't done this in the past, where do I fit in the project? Do I have another project that's feeding into me? Beforehand, we have just kept project managers in the blind. So they may not know that their project is feeding into something else. They have to know what leadership thinks about this project. Am I part of a program? And what does the portfolio think? Am I going to be delayed? Etc. So those are things that they need to understand. Mm-hmm.
In the paper, you then move on to describing how situational awareness is measured. Can you walk us through that, please?
Yes. You heard me state before there's level one, level two, and level three. Level one is just regurgitating facts. What is the earned value management? What is the schedule like? Am I running on schedule, behind schedule? What are my costs? Am I budgeting correctly, or am I overrunning? Am I underrunning? So those are level one. It's just kind of regurgitating facts. Level two is taking the facts and maybe hearing something that somebody said and being able to synthesize that. So, for example, somebody might say, the portfolio manager might say, oh, I'm going to have to delay your project because of X. Well, did I catch that? Did I read the email correctly? How is that going to affect me? What is that going to do for the individuals? So it's not regurgitating, but it's being able to assess what you hear. Then finally, level three is where I'm trying to predict the future. So if I know that my client is upset because they think that the technology group is not meeting the needs of what they thought would be on the project, then what is that upset client going to do in the future to my leadership, to our project team? How can I do something different so they now become on my side? So I'm trying to predict and analyze the future and where it might go.
Mm-hmm. And how does mindfulness play into this?
Okay. Mindfulness is being in the time. So for example, how many times have you gone into a meeting and everybody's on their smartphones? So mindfulness means my smartphone is put away. I am listening to whoever's speaking. I'm not looking around. I'm not reading something else. I'm not having side conversations. Mindfulness means I am there, which helps you with your emotional intelligence, which helps you with your situational awareness.
Okay. That's actually what I was just going to go into, because mindfulness is not part of situational awareness. It's part of emotional awareness,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So how do we now marry the two?
Well,
if you can call it a marriage,
yes.
Is it more walking hand in hand, or?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm mindful of what my situation is, so if I'm going into a meeting and I'm prepared for the meeting, I can be more mindful, because then I'm prepared, so I can look and assess what's going on in the meeting by what people are saying. Because somebody might have a poker face, but most of us don't when we're in a meeting. If I'm yawning and I've got my head on my hand, then I'm probably bored. So what do I need to do to bring that person in? Or if I have an animated conversation, is it going into the direction that I need it to go to? So there's a little bit of situational awareness and there's a little bit of emotional intelligence married up with the mindfulness. So if you can get everybody to be mindful into the meeting or whatever it is, testing. Some people will do testing and they're just kind of, you know, poking along. They're not really testing. So you need to make sure that you get all of that into whatever you're trying to do at that time.
All right. Before we move on, I just want to tell our listeners we are sitting here in the hallways of the conference, and far down the hallway, I see, about 200 people approaching. So it's going to, the noise level, the background noise level is going to rise in a little bit, but we're going to plow through here.
Absolutely.
My question for you next is the obvious one. Do you have an example for us that shows situational awareness, emotional intelligence in action?
Sure. I'll take one of my examples. I was recently with a client developing a portfolio management system for them. I thought I understood what the client wanted and was doing. So I was working in a vacuum just creating the portfolio management. We were having our weekly status reports. I did kind of notice that the project sponsor was a little bit disconnected because he didn't understand what was going on. He knew nothing about portfolio management, but he was made the sponsor. I'm not sure why. So then when we came to the point where it was presented to them, it was as if I was presenting Greek to them, and it was my lack of emotional intelligence of reading and the situational awareness. I should have been astute enough to bring in the CIO, because portfolio management is for the CIO. It wasn't for a project manager. So I misread the situational awareness of it. I misread the project sponsor and what he truly understood and didn't understand. I misread on how they were accepting this until the end. And by that time, I couldn't recover. Yes, we got the portfolio going, but it shouldn't have been that difficult, because I myself, and I have a fairly high EIQ, emotional intelligence quotient, but I just got so consumed in doing the everyday tasks that I didn't take time to stand back, look at what the situation was, going and taking that extra moment to go and talk to the project sponsor, going and talk to the CIO, and seeing what their questions were. And then not understanding, not reading the minor nuances in emotional intelligence on them.
Hmm. Can emotional intelligence and situational awareness work independently?
Sure, absolutely they can. But one without the other, you're not going to be as effective. You might be very, very good at reading the situational awareness at all three levels. So you might be able to regurgitate the data. You might be able to take in things that you've heard and put it with the data and assess where you're going. And then you might be able to take where you're pretty good at being a visionary and understanding where you're going the next step. Then again, I may be a project manager that is really good with my clients. I can talk to them. I can get them going. If they're upset, I can calm them down. I can bring them around. Same with my project team. I might be able to be very good to understand where they are. If somebody's having a bad day, I can bring them in and talk to them. But I may be totally losing it on the situational awareness side.
Mm-hmm. I believe your presentation, your talk here at the Congress, is more in the workshop format. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Walk us through this. How do you take the attendees through learning more about emotional intelligence and marriage with situational awareness?
What we're doing is we will... Unfortunately, we can't do the emotional intelligence side as well here at the Congress because it means somebody has to go out and take the survey, which takes almost an hour. So we're going to kind of go around that, and I'll explain how we're going to do that. But what we're doing is, if you ever seen these whiteboards where somebody's writing on a whiteboard,
mm-hmm.
we have taken that and put a portfolio and a program, and they're interconnected. We were going to do the project as well, but we ran out of time, so we're just doing those two. But we'll bring the project into the program area. So what you'll see is it's called VideoScribe, and Marie's done all the artwork on it because I'm terrible at artwork, but she's done it all. So it will go, and it's going to be writing up there, and we're going to present that live. And then she and I are going to read the script. So there you have people that listen, that learn by listening. You have people that learn by hearing. And then you have people that learn by visually seeing. Obviously, that doesn't have the tactile on it. But yeah. So we're catching three of the senses. And then at the end, we have devised questions at each of the levels for the program and for the portfolio. So we'll ask each of the attendees to answer their questions at level 1, level 2, level 3. They'll be up on the VideoScribe there. Then at the end, we'll have a discussion and say, well, this is what level 1 should have been, because that's regurgitating
right.
data.
And let's also say you're only showing it for a short time.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So you're displaying it and then it's gone again.
Yes.
And the idea is that your situational awareness kicks in and you remember,
right.
you get the picture.
Right. Absolutely. It's just up there for when we're reading it and then it vanishes. And then we'll show them the questions. We'll give them about, because we have a limited time, we'll give them about 5 to 7 minutes to answer all the questions for that scenario. Then we'll shift into the portfolio, do the same thing, it'll disappear, then they'll answer the questions. At the end of the workshop, we will then discuss the different things. We'll bring in the emotional intelligence and say, hey, you probably know basically where you fall in the emotional intelligence side. So if you have a higher emotional intelligence, you should have done better with the level 2 and level 3 than somebody who doesn't. And this is not to say that you're bad or you're good. It just is a tool to help you become a better project manager.
Yeah. How effective is this kind of a training approach to teach us project managers really to become in the situation, to have the situational awareness we need? Because I'm thinking, you know, you're doing three of these vignettes, right?
Yes.
The first time, you're probably going to catch me off guard, right? And
right.
you're going to go, oh, I'm taking it away now, and now you have to answer these questions. The second time, I know what you're going to do, right? And so I'm going to be laser focused. I'm going to be in there. And the third time, you know, I've honed my uh-huh. skill and I'm there. How effective is that in teaching me, hey, in your projects, you have to be at the third level. Imagine that you're always doing it as if you had been in the third.
Yes, and we understood that, so we have decided the first one, the program, we're going to do it twice.
Ah.
So we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt that this is something new, you don't understand it, so we're going to absolutely go through it twice. If we have time, we'll do the portfolio as well, but I would hope by the time we get to the portfolio that there's not a need to do it a second time.
Okay, wonderful. What are your recommendations to our listeners out there? Everybody's now thinking, okay, this is great. I really need to be more in the moment. I need to, you know, improve my emotional intelligence, marry it with my situational awareness. How do you do that? How do you get there?
Okay. There's many things that you can do. First of all, if you've never measured your emotional intelligence quotient, there's all kinds of free assessments out there that you can take.
So begin by knowing yourself.
Yes. So go out there, take a survey, and find out where you fit into the emotional intelligence quotient. Then if you're lower on there, then what you need to do is maybe do some studying out on, again, there's a lot of free stuff on the internet on emotional intelligence. You can go and get one of David Goleman's books. He's the profound expert on emotional intelligence. There's some academics too, but if you want to stay on a practitioner basis, I would say Goleman is your best. So go out and read some books. Understand what you need to do. Understand how to get to different situations. Then actually sit down in a project and look at people. See if you can think what they're doing, and then ask other people what they think about you. Because sometimes we think our perception is differently than what people are actually perceiving us. So people might think that I'm a big extrovert. I'm really an introvert. But most people think I'm very much an extrovert, and I'm not. So ask people so you understand. Then once you do that, and you're getting your emotional intelligence quotient up, start assessing your situational. As I said, there's three levels. Most project managers do fairly well at level one.
That's regurgitating facts,
yes,
right?
Yes, and we're good at doing that because we know EVM, we know all of the different things, schedule, cost. So try to take it the next step. How do I take what I've heard, marry it with the data that I know is there, and try to massage it and say, well, if this is happening, then I would expect my client to act that way. And so that's where you're marrying up the emotional intelligence. So you look at that and say, oh, okay, I got that right. Then eventually you should be able to go in and say, okay, I see my client is going in this. That's not really what I expect. So what do I think will happen a month from now? What do I think will happen 2 months from now? If I'm not going to meet my schedule and I know I have to do testing in a month, what can I do to predict the future by talking to my client and setting expectations with them? So I think a level three is a little bit about setting expectations with your client. So if you know you're going to be way off on schedule, you might want to help your client understand that.
Excellent. Wanda, thank you so much for coming on the program again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I loved it. Thanks very much.